Chicago, 1690 WVON, America's Heroes Group. I'm Cliff Kelly, and we are pleased, of course, to have with us Sean Claiborne, America's Heroes Group panelist and vice president of Wintrust Investments, and we're pleased to have him. And the consular is joining us also. He's back with us. Hi, how are you?
You're back. We're back.
I'm back. I couldn't hear myself.
But we are going to talk about Sean is going to talk about the financial significance of veteran business owners in our communities. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, sir.
Well, I think that's an important thing to bring up. One thing we're talking about in our culture, especially with the veterans, is what do veterans bring to the table as far as entrepreneurship, and how important is entrepreneurship in society, particularly in our communities? The one thing that we're taught as veterans, is taught as military members, is the idea of being accountable, the idea of being self-starters, the idea of having discipline to be able to do those hard things that we need to do every single day to complete a mission. Mm-hmm. So those business skills transfer very well and easily over into entrepreneurship when you look at what's necessary to do the daily grind of running a business. Because it's one thing people don't realize when people want to be entrepreneurs is the fact that it is a daily grind, and that's something that you have to take into consideration. So do you have the discipline? Do you have the vision? Do you have the plan and the roadmap in order to make that happen? So one thing we wanted to bring up is the Kauffman Index. Now, one thing I think is amazing is that there's 550,000 Americans launching new businesses every month right now. 550,000 Americans across the country launching new businesses. And then that kind of goes against what we've been hearing since the Great Recession is that entrepreneurship and small business ownership has been going down. Forbes and even Inc. Magazine talked about a 36% drop in startup formations. Well, I think that goes into the face, flies in the face of the fact that even last year, these same publications reported a record year of entrepreneurship startups. The thing is that the face of entrepreneurship is changing. So before we used to think about typical brick and mortar establishments, a McDonald's, a Walmart, your attorney down the street in the brick and mortar building, maybe your babysitter coming to watch your kids, you know, after a night out or something like that. Mm-hmm. The new face of entrepreneurship is the Uber driver. It's the DoorDash driver. It's the person who's doing the pet walking, the person who's starting a new app or doing a digital technology, the person who may be even getting involved with the new hemp and CBD industry that's starting to launch in Illinois. That's the new face of entrepreneurship. Some of these businesses aren't even registered as corporations or even sole proprietors. But there's millions of dollars flowing through these businesses, and that's the new face of entrepreneurship.
That's interesting. That is very interesting. So how do we keep how to do all of these things, but how do we keep track of that?
Well, one thing we need to start doing is start looking at the what can veterans do to take advantage of the resources and tools that are available.
Exactly.
To start looking at ways that they can start their own businesses, become entrepreneurs. Because in the new economy, you're starting to see that back in the old days, back in the 2000s or early 2000s and 1990s, when the economy was booming, people could work a job and make $70,000, $80,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And then have that one job be their sole sustenance and do well, very well working one job. The housing crisis taught us that now the new economy, even though unemployment numbers are way, way down, people working two and three jobs. And out of necessity, you start to see the technology start to take place. What I look at is accessibility. I think accessibility is a key point that's overlooked a lot when we talk about the economy. I look at Hong Kong. I look at the fact that Hong Kong back in the 90s was one that was still and still is the leader in global innovation, but also a leader in entrepreneurship. It was so much easier and still is today to start a business in Hong Kong. You can start a business literally in one day. You can start, wake up one morning, have a great idea, go downtown, file your paperwork, and be in business literally that afternoon in Hong Kong. And Hong Kong for a whole two generations became from an obscure island, the British occupation, right, to a major economic powerhouse, one of the wealthiest per capita places in the world today. All because of entrepreneurship, and it talks about, once again, accessibility, how easy it is for you to get the capital, but then also how easy it is for you to get the information that you need to be a successful business owner.
That's amazing. Can we do anything like that for veterans?
Yes, we can. So basically what we wanted to talk about today is what can vets get access to now? What can you put in your back pocket using taking advantage of this technology? The key thing is communication. The technology allows you to reach your audience, allows you to reach your consumer, okay? Mm-hmm. So one of the key things I think is very important is having a business plan. And Ernesto, is great to have him here because he can talk about that, the fact that a business plan is extremely important, making sure your organization of your business is correct. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be a sole proprietor? Are you going to be an LLC? Mm-hmm. What are the disadvantages and advantages of doing those types of things? It opens up different tax implications. It also opens up different legal implications as well. Okay, so
but we wouldn't need Ernesto in Hong Kong.
I've been there before.
I have loved
to return.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a good time in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
one of the places, Kowloon and Hong Kong Island. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's also
we're
important.
Getting off the issue.
My mind is elsewhere. Yours too.
That's money too. Right?
But just like the thing we talked about, it's also the matter of the fact that you have to get out there and start doing it. You know, just really taking advantage of these things, and it's not don't be a bench warmer sitting on the sidelines waiting for the opportunity. You got to get out there and get your feet wet and get into the game and start making it happen. You're going to make mistakes. You got to be prepared for those mistakes. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important to have a financial plan, to have a business plan. Mm-hmm. But don't let those mistakes scare you from taking on
that. That's some of the things that you do.
That's what I do. I help clients navigate and put together a financial plan to figure out what makes the most sense for their situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so the VA's got some really great tools and resources. Also, the SBA, the Small Business Association, they have some great resources for veterans. One thing, if you're a business owner right now, that I encourage you to do is register as a veteran-owned business, because that gives you access to a lot of contracts and a lot of different things. And you can register at the state level, the city level, and the county level. So that's one thing to keep in mind. You may be registered. You can register with the VA.
At the federal level.
Yeah. So do those types of things. Veterans Business Outreach Center, which or the OBVD. That's the Office of Veteran-Owned Business Development. Basically, it helps you build business plans, help you come up with a concept, even with mentorship and training. And even for veterans with disabilities, that's also critical. Because even if you have a disability, the new economy, the e-commerce that's out there, allows you to still gain access to the money and the wealth that's out there and it's floating around the economy right now.
That's great, and a lot of our veterans don't know that.
Don't know that.
Right.
I went to a conference, Big Biz, in Pittsburgh, about 3-4 years ago, and it was just crowded, packed with veterans.
Great.
And people, veterans need to understand there's a set aside for veterans that is depending upon the governmental contracts, also for private industry. Private industry has, and we're pushing for more private industry to have that veteran set aside. That even if it's 10%, 7%, 8%, that veterans must get. And there is a set aside for disabled vets. Now you don't have to be in a wheelchair; you can have 10% disability. So if you're a 10% disabled vet, you qualify as a disabled vet. So there are there's governmental agencies. Mm-hmm. They're governmental agencies. They're also business agencies that have maybe a 3% set aside for disabled vets above and beyond just a vet. I don't say just a vet, but the disabled vets also have, and 3% can be considerable.
Oh, sure.
With some of these huge contracts.
Yeah.
I sat at a table and we were listening to this general, and he was a three-star general, and he headed up what's called MACV, and he handled all the contracts, and there was a huge map on the wall, and it had lights. And he said, "We are the United States Army. We do business here in Pennsylvania." And the lights lit up all the different. And then he said, "We do business in New York, New Jersey, this," and the lights just lit up, and the whole country lit up. Then he says, "We do business in Canada, in Mexico," and then those lit up. Then we do business in South America. Then he hit Europe. All the islands throughout the country, Antarctica. The whole world lit up. He said, "We are the United States military. We do business around the world. Why wouldn't you want to do business with us?" And he says, "You need to get your certifications." He says, "Because we have all kinds," and you're sitting there, and I'm sitting next to this guy. And he says, "Man, I went to this course in one of the schools, Eastern schools, Cornell or something." He said, for a 2-week course. He said, "I came back." He says, "My first contract, I made $300,000 for a computer." He said, "I didn't know anything about computers, man." He says, "I got."
Yeah.
He said, "If I'd known a little more than how to plug one in, I could have made more money. I said, what? He says, man, I made $300,000. He said, I hired some people, you know, that
knew.
Yeah,
sure.
And I said, are you kidding me? He said, see the brother over there? I said, yeah. And he says, man, you got to get hooked up. And my buddy, whose mother used to work at this station, had the contract from Mexico all the way up from the Mexican border, all the way up through California, Oregon, Washington, across the Canadian border. And he has a contract for doing the air conditioning and heating maintenance, because they're like these various outposts. We don't even realize it, but there are all these outposts, like 200 outposts on our borders that you don't even know about that have heating and air conditioning. And he has the contract for doing
That's wonderful.
I said, what?
Right. And keep in mind, Ernesto, this is not just the military, but even government agencies. You know, when companies, large corporations come in and build roads and bridges and tollways and things of that nature, I mean, dams across America, upgrading America's infrastructure, they have to have a certain number of minority, women-owned, and veteran-owned
And
businesses.
Also, they want to keep spending their money so they don't lose any.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
SBA.gov is the place you can go to in order to get access to find out how and where you can register. And then we also have some great resources here in Illinois.
And the brother who runs the SBA here in Chicago, Mark, is a good – so he is – you got a black guy who's in charge of it right now, SBA, that you can go in and talk to him, and he's really giving, you know, a lot of consideration to people who come in for trying to get contracts.
We have Vicki Brown on the phone. Vicki, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Good. We're doing great.
So Vicki is the director of the Southland Small Business Development Center, and that's located in East Hazelcrest, Illinois. And what she does is, one of the things we talked about is how do veterans and people get connected to the resources and tools that are available to help you build your business or start a business or grow your business. And every business owner and every entrepreneur is at a different phase in their life as far as their business cycle. You know, the most important thing I always talk about is starting a business plan, having a clear roadmap blueprint as to what your audience is or your consumer is going to be, what your product is, and then have a plan of how to get the money and the capital to do that. So, Vicki, what are some of the things you do at the SBDC, and also share with us some of the resources and tools that vets can take advantage of?
Well, absolutely, and thank you. You've mentioned a very key point, and that is that business plan and that financial plan. What I've found is most those who are even thinking about starting a business, they have a misnomer in saying, listen, all I need is a business card and a website. Well, that's not true. They need so much more to that. And the great thing about having a business plan is that it helps to keep you focused so that you understand exactly what it is that you want to do, what it is that you are doing, and what it is that you hope to do in the future. We want to make sure that people are successful, that their businesses are sustainable, and that there's a succession, because so often people start a business but then there's no succession plan. So we want to make sure that they have all of those pieces in place. And as you mentioned, this roadmap on this journey of being an entrepreneur. You talked about also the certification. Well, guess what? When people are applying to become certified, whether it's with the state, whether it's with the county, whatever manner it may be, a lot of those pieces are required within the application process. So it's important for them to have that business plan so that they can readily explain what it is that they're doing, as well as those financials in place. I found that more often than not, people don't have those pieces in place. So you may have that entrepreneur when the opportunities come about that, let's say, those major contracts are coming up. And maybe they want to apply, or maybe they want to become a subcontractor. But unless they have those pieces in place, it sometimes keeps them from from being successful in gaining that particular opportunity. So those are some of the resources that we have for them. We work with our financial institutions as well as with attorneys. We also help them with social media outlets so that they're able to understand the proper way of putting their business on social media and marketing, but helping them, as I mentioned, more importantly, to be successful at what they're doing so that they're able to explain what it is that they do so that they have a clear understanding. Sometimes that entrepreneur has a boatload of ideas. I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm good at this. I'm good at that. But what's the focus? And what is it that you want to do? Something may springboard from that, but your business plan helps to keep you focused.
Sean?
Now, Vicki, now one of the things I noticed with my veteran businesses is that we typically like to be self-starters. We typically like to go out with our boots on the ground, so to speak. So what tools and what advantages do you see that a veteran business having being in the community to try to spur other growth and economic opportunity for not just for the community, but also creating jobs in the community for other people?
Well, absolutely. That's an entirely another point as well, because in creating these businesses, it provides also that edge of workforce development. So it provides opportunities for economic growth within the communities. So rather than that small business that gets started, it's able to assist those within that community to further their financial success. So you're able to provide jobs, you're able to provide opportunities, you're able to assist even in with their educational goals as well. So you're learning even more tools. You're gaining more information. You're gaining more insight. Mm-hmm. So it's a phenomenal piece to be able to work with those small businesses, to see them from startups. We've had several startups you may have seen where we've had those that are not only creating their own business, but because of their business, it helps in a network of other businesses.
And so, I think that's really important, Vicki, because like I mentioned, we as veterans and also as entrepreneurs need to take advantage of the resources and tools in our communities that are available to us. A lot of people don't realize that there is a small business development center out in East Hazelcrest, which is designed strictly to spur as an incubator for growth. You also have the SBA website. Go to the SBA website, and you can get access to tons of links and resources to get financing. You also can get access to VA, the VA.gov. VA.gov is a place for veterans to go to where we can learn to how to register for these resources and tools, but then go to an incubator place like the Small Business Development Center to get hands-on help to actually walk you through the process by getting basically a hub of information and also of people, the mentors, that can help you guide you through the process.
Could I just say one thing? I know we're running out of time.
Yeah.
But one of the things I think people need to understand, you need a business plan, financial plan, but sometimes you have to know how to run a business.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, some people think because I put this business plan and I got the financials, somehow magically
it all comes together.
It doesn't. Yeah. You really have to know how to run a business.
A lot of those people are going to be that know how to run a business are going to be put out of business because they just signed the pot bill.
Yeah.
And those are part of the educational tools that an SBDC can provide so that, again, that they have all of those tools to help them become successful.
Yeah. Vicki, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And listen, they can also go to the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity for more information and more resources on the Illinois Small Business Development Center. And they can come and visit us at www.southlandsbdc.com.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's wonderful. Thank you so much, Vicki.
Yeah, I just want to say, something about, the legal aspect of this. You know, you need to meet with an attorney or you can meet with one of these organizations, but you have to know the difference between a sole proprietorship, a corporation, S-corp. LLC, Series LLC. They're different forms of business. And as Sean said earlier, there's a difference. It has different tax implications and ramifications. So you need to consult with somebody that knows. And if you're going to have a partner, not have a partner, your limited partnership, general partnership, whatever. So there are different forms of business that people have to know about. So you definitely want to talk and consult with an attorney before you form your business. It's all part of it. And I can't stress enough, knowing how to run a business and operate a business and what it takes, not just here's my business plan, give me some money,
you know,
and then you get the money and you're out of business in a year, or six months.
The key thing, Ernesto, I think it goes talks to that point, is understanding the why of your business. A lot of times people know the what, but they don't have the why as to what you're actually selling and what the real main drive of your business is. If you can figure out the true why of your business, and then you have to have your Holy Trinity behind you, your financial advisor, your attorney, and your CPA. Those are your three people every business owner has to have inside their back pocket, whether you're driving for Uber or whether you're going to start the next Sears or Amazon. Once you understand the why of what you're doing every single day, what makes you get up out of bed every day and make that daily grind? As veterans, we do that out of duty and out of responsibility and out of discipline. But what is the true purpose of your mission? Once you truly understand that, then the whole thing starts to, when you put everything together, all the pieces start to fit in place.
Well stated. Yep. Thank you so much to both of you, Sean and Consulate.
And one other thing. When you start a business, look at the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You don't want to go into a business that has a very small profit margin, especially if you're starting out. Try to go in an area, you know, like I'm going to go into social work or I'm going to be a brain surgeon. Who's going to make the money here?
But to that point, Ernesto, one of the things, if you understand the why of your business, you might be the, like, for example, when Jeff Bezos started selling books, they're like, why are you going to sell books online when you got Borders and you got all these people out there? And now
Amazon?
Amazon.
We're out of time. We got to go to our executive producer. Glenda?
Thank you all for listening. Regarding any questions or concerns about affordable housing, social services, and wellness care, please feel free to call America's Heroes Group at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Wacker Drive, Suite 4250. We thank you all so much for watching us live on Facebook. Make sure you hit the Facebook like button at the top of our Facebook page. Therefore, you will stay connected and will receive future notifications regarding shows, events, information, and resources regarding veterans, armed forces, and family members. Demographic population, 40 million. We are extremely grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle of the Chicago Crusaders. Our article on veterans, armed forces, and their family members can be viewed online at www.chicagocrusaders.com. To subscribe to the Chicago Crusaders weekly article with the governor of talk radio voices, Mr. Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, call the Chicago Crusaders at 773-752-2500 or send an email to ads@chicagocrusaders.com to request a subscription. To all our listeners, iHeart International, 6 countries are following us, 25 states, averaging over 35,000 listeners per show. We thank you all, because without you, we don't have a show. And most of all, because of Mr. Cliff Kelly, we have America's Heroes Group. So thank you all for listening.
And also, we're going to Smith.
Thank you, Glenda. All right.
I'm not the founder. Cliff is. They don't call here for Glenda. They call here for Cliff, but thank you all.
I want to thank both of you, Ernesto and, of course, Sean. Thank you, thank you. And thank our...
Thank you.
Yes, thank our...
Tierra Randall, thank you, sweetheart. You always do a great job.
Thank you.
Dunbar.
Absolutely.
Yes, honey.
Right.